Well, Thursday and Friday, we will have the candidates and vote for the drop of the year. But here Monday and Tuesday, here in the corner, e-break of the year. This is the granddaddy of all e-breaks. Best of what was the worst moments that happened here on the station in 2024. We'll see how many candidates we could get through the day before we vote tomorrow. Candidate one. This was the e-break leader this year. This was Dave Lane, who had 6 wins.
Dave.
This is our latest entry to the e-break of the year. This e-break, Davey, during a Why It Doesn't Suck, reacted to baseball birthday with an unfortunate way of phrasing things straight out of the Rants farm system. To shock everyone, this is candidate number one with Kung So He Could Foo.
Which one? No, Hugh Jackson, the football coach.
Hugh Jackman.
Wolverine, is he about that same age? 59-ish? Probably.
56.
Yeah.
And gorgeous.
And gorgeous.
And he has an October birthday.
Ichiro is 51.
Ichiro.
Our best hitter of all time?
If he just would have started in Major League Baseball at 19, he would have crushed Pete Rose's record.
Yep.
He kunged so...
What? What are you doing?
What just happened? What?
Did your brain just shut down?
Yeah, it did.
Dave?
I was going to say, he kunged so Shohei could foo.
All right.
I mean,
I don't know.
Somehow that's worse.
We just saw Dave just went to screensaver on the air.
I don't know. Kunged.
I was really afraid where he was going.
Yeah. Should we dump that? I don't even know.
I don't even know what happened.
Just move on.
It's too late now.
Brad Stevens is 48.
So he had the confidence when he first started delivering it of.
Maxie sees something real offensive here.
Yeah, he was like Maxie standing at the 3-point line with the ball. Ooh. Wasn't really sure whether he should take the shot or not.
And then just fumbled it out of bounds off his leg. Just launched it into the rafters.
Yeah, he threw it like it was A.J. Brown.
I was hat tipped to the line. I thought it was pretty funny, but you can't stumble your way through it.
You gotta commit
to
it.
Yeah.
That was candidate over. Cannon number two this e-break of the year. This is Corby Davidson, also of the Hardline. Corby with 3 e-break wins in 2024.
Also of the Rant Farm System.
Also of the Rant Farm System. Corby, also a victim of unfortunate phrasing in regard to his story. Corby was, back in the day, a junior Texas Ranger. Good memories growing up, watching the Rangers. A different kind of Rangers experience that he had with his dad than I believe any of us had with ours.
And I really thought...
You thought that was
if
your moment.
If I could get that trip... then that would be like 84 Fleer. Let's just get them all signed. Like, they're all there. That feels like the Biggest Loser idea I ever had as a 12-year-old.
I honestly don't think as much, because I loved the Rangers. We lived 5 minutes from the ballpark. It was just, I'm tugging on my dad.
Gross.
That
didn't sound right.
Is this related to the cabin?
You really wanted to go.
It's just kid stuff.
Doing anything to convince him.
Okay, Corby. You got me. We're going.
What was it you wanted to do again?
Yes to anything. So finish the story.
Anyway.
Tugging on my dad. Can't go on. Okay. I would do anything to go to those games.
Clearly.
Come on, Dad. I wanted to watch Rusty Greer.
Easy there, Shake Weight.
Oh, man.
Rusty Greer was not around when he was a kid.
He was when I was.
Touche. Greatest Ranger, by the way.
Quit calling me that.
The Greatest Ranger? Or
no.
Douche.
I mean, if you're trying to get your dad's attention, he's just sitting there watching
TV. That's one way to do it.
Start inching down his coaching shorts.
Whoa, what are you doing? What are you doing? I want to go to a Ranger game. Oh.
Just ask. I'll take you.
God.
Go. Just get a Dr. Pepper can or whatever.
Costs like $2 to go.
That was candidate number two. Candidate number three.
What's a boy got to do to get some nachos?
It costs you extra, son.
Yeah. Number three of the emergency break of the year. We We will hear the remaining candidates tomorrow and vote tomorrow. Candy 3 is our very own Monty.
Whoa!
Me?
Yeah!
Oh, wow.
Monto.
What can't this guy do?
Wow.
He had 3 e-brake wins this year. Monty, the producer of The Sweet Spot, also host of Why Today Doesn't Suck. Finding out, as I do every day, that once you misspeak, it's very hard to get those roller coasters back on the track.
What?
John Bass and David Mino.
Sweet Spot on the Victory Monday. Wow, indeed. And at 2:59, it's the Startler Ham.
Thank you, Mino. Eatsy's Market and Bakery and GimmeTheVin.com brings you the original size queen, Monty.
Thank you, Ham. I don't not. Whoa.
I don't not.
You, I don't not. Okay, Homer Simpson.
I do not see the hard line. I'm having fun. Do not see the hard line.
Not.
I didn't.
Oh my God.
Is everything okay?
There, the hard line, Bob Corby Dave.
Get to the birthdays.
Yeah, really.
The rush at the end, too, of just get it over with.
Yeah, man, I don't know what happened there.
It's like the ham cloud of mispronunciations just
the
drifted
fog
over.
Just drifts, yeah.
I didn't have my ham N95 mask on. All these droplets were getting in.
Yeah, we're really close in there, so you got to start wearing those in 2025.
For all the hell we give Craig Rosengarten, ham's ongoing battle with the English language is nearly as good.
It's yeah.
That's why Rosengarten's so easy to imitate for me. It's like slipping into a warm bath.
It's just like the role you were meant to play. Like
yeah.
Robert Downey Jr. in Iron Man. Like, it's just, that's you.
Yeah. But those are the first 3 candidates.
Well, I'm ready to vote. Number 3. Oh, are we doing tomorrow, too?
We're doing tomorrow, too.
Oh, okay.
I voted early, though.
But we got so many good ones, and we have so much time to kill. That all we're right. going to stretch this out to tomorrow.
The perfect combination.
Man.
Yeah. Well.
I'm teasing, but I'm not teasing.
Speaking of punting, just once again, Brian Enger did not win Hot Fried Georgie Player of the Game. Mm. That went to Rico Dowdle. Mm. All right. So thank you, Ham. It's 9:32 here on the ticket.
What a shot.
Yeah. What? What do you mean?
Don't act like you're surprised.
I'm just supporting my bud Ham over there.
Your bud Ham? What?
My bud Ham. Give me some, bro.
No.
All right. Coming up next,
ham me.
We got The Corner now, brought to you by A1 Locksmith Security and Safes and Tylock George Eye Care, as we continue our quest to find the e-brake of the year. And sitting in for Matt Birmingham, we got Deddy.
So just to recap what we played yesterday, our 3 nominees for e-brake of the year were Monty's Donut Misspeak. Monty, by the way, has won 3 e-brakes this year. We had Corby's Tugging on His Dad. Very funny.
Classic.
Corby has also won 3 e-brakes this year, and Dave and his kung fu bit.
Shocking.
And Dave is actually the ticket leader this year in e-brakes. He has won 6 this year, and he is in first place. He won the year, 2024. We've got 4 more to try and get to for you real quick, and we're going to start with the true underdog of this field, and that is one of our engineers, Dwayne, who was working on the board one afternoon during the sweet spot, and unfortunately, his hair triggered a drop on one of the touchscreens.
I have no issue with the cottage industry that is like draft nicks and mock drafts and the whole draft season bit. I get it. It's for clicks. It's
all
for content.
BS.
Yes, we have a lot of dead time between the scouting combine and the actual days of the draft. So you have to fill time.
What happens? Mel Kiper puts out 18 mock drafts in the off season. Every time he changes it, people
cash,
that write for
prostitutes, entertainment, yachts, nightclubs, jewelry, bounties, transportation, trips, and an abortion.
That was a hair drop.
What?
So right now, one of our main engineers, Dwayne, is working on the board for some reason. Ham is like taking a back seat, and he's looking at something under one of the pots, and his hair fired off a norm drop. How amazing
play
is that?
Play another one, Dwayne.
Yeah. Just keep the pots up. Who knows what we'll hear next.
Of all the norm drops to hit, too, it was that one.
Yeah, it was a pretty good one, and it was great because, I mean, since I had my mic on in there, he had no idea what was going on.
Right. Couldn't hear it at all.
Was it a little passive aggressive from Sean saying for some reason during our show he's working on the board?
I mean, there was probably an issue with the board would be my guess why he was working on it. Not just like replacing a button, but yeah. That was that definitely shot our wheels off for a little bit.
Did Ham not spring into could he not have sprung into action there and hit the button again to stop it or pot it down or
Well, like I said, I don't even know that Ham knew it happened until it was almost over.
Okay, so he was completely
he
away
was like
from the
yeah,
board.
He was behind the little counter in there.
Yeah, Dwayne was shielding him.
Yeah,
okay.
You know, couldn't get into the paint.
Gotcha.
Right.
Boxing him out.
Next up on our finalist list, we had Donovan from The Invasion as one of the more hilarious moments of the year, in my opinion. Donnie's laptop suddenly during a segment in which Monty was in studio during Monto and the Mavs, Donnie's laptop got a little racist.
How many times did Tupac get shot?
More or less. I was thinking 13.
You thought he got shot 13 times?
I don't know, man.
The answer is zero. He's still alive.
Trick question.
No, it's not. He got shot 5 times.
Okay.
But 50 I know, got the, shot
I figured
9.
If you've got like a little Uzi or something, you can squeeze off a few.
A little Uzi.
Yeah.
That may be the whitest you've ever sounded in your entire life.
You just
life.
Know you have like a little Uzi.
You can squeeze off
yeah,
a few.
Yeah, squeeze a few Uzi rounds.
Like with the staccato
pop,
or something
pop,
you could.
Pop, pop.
Little MP5.
Just
bust that out.
Reliving it. I have to clutch my purse.
Oh, man. So
you're watching this, you probably like fried chicken.
Okay.
What did that just say?
What do you got going on in there?
No, it's an Instagram post about a Vegas restaurant.
Okay.
That's exactly what it is. But it did feel weird that fried chicken came up on my laptop.
Like, oh, my God.
Stay tuned for 10:50.
I know. I was like, it's a Vegas restaurant.
If you're watching this.
Jesus. It's like, it's Soul Man. Are you? Did you pull that up? God, man.
What the most inappropriate thing to ever have on my laptop?
Yeah, maybe not the most inappropriate.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I can think of some other
that
things.
That was pretty
damn,
perfect right
damn
there.
Targeted ads.
Oh, my.
Listening back to it, it took Donovan a second to realize what had happened. I don't know that McLaren really understood what was said till later. Because McLaren is like, did it bring up Soul Man or something? I don't think he heard what it said, but I immediately was like, did that just bring up fried chicken?
And the Instagram algorithm, if you watch one video on Vegas restaurants, whatever, your For You feed or whatever they call yeah. it, it's going to feature a million of those similar videos. So just.
It was just so perfect. Literally, if you're watching this, you love fried chicken.
It was very norm, very matter of fact. You eat chitlins.
God, it was awesome.
Next up is our friend EA, who did not get a Christmas gift. And
yeah, I think the friendship might be framed
might
right
be.
Now between those two.
But he had one of the better e-breaks of the year when he was filling in producing for the Musers, and he decided to give his best weather report.
Hardline. I mean, surely the sweet spot is going to be out there on the plaza, and there's going to be...
It's during their show.
Yes, Bob. They're from 1
No,
to
no.
3.
What time specifically
one.
Does it hit?
1. So it'll be during the mix.
You didn't need to lose your patience with me that fast.
I know they're new.
Who are they again? How dare you?
By the way, I have a weather report for April 8th.
Go ahead.
It's sunshine, so you will be...
Oh, well, you have the EA guarantee.
EA, that's a month away.
Are you looking at the Farmer's Almanac? What are you looking at?
AccuWeather, so they're accurate.
How's it looking in Augusta that day?
Wait a minute. This is AccuWeather, so it's accurate?
Yeah. I mean, they wouldn't call themselves that if they were.
That's why they picked the name.
It's not Wild Guess Weather.
Oh, that is so great.
So let's go to our meteorologists and get our 7-day weather forecast.
Or 30-day.
Sunshine.
Yeah, just love him interrupting. And he always somehow has his confidence meter at 100 and at 0 at the same time. I don't really understand. It's like the confidence goes all the way right up to his vocal cords and then just dies. It can't cross that threshold.
Or like when you push the mic button to turn on, it actually correspondingly turns off the confidence button in his head.
They can't both be on.
And then finally, the man who's probably the pound for pound e-brake king at the station, co-host of the T-Box, Craig Rosengarten, with a very unfortunate mispronunciation.
I really wish Eli was playing too. We'll get you out there before the tournament. If you hit it off the grid, good luck finding the ball.
Yeah, I don't want
that. But if you can keep the ball in play a little bit easier right now. And if you have a caddy, the green structures are hard. Figure things out. It's not as penal as...
Hey, just mark it.
No, don't. It's not as penal as...
That'll be the end of the show. We'll drop.
The hell was I trying to say?
God only knows.
There's two different pronunciations of that word you're looking for.
It's a mystery.
Yeah, one is the not one you were wanting.
Hey, Chess, check this out.
What did I say?
Okay.
You got to know to just stay away from that combination of letters.
Did I?
So we have Monty, Dave, Corby, Donnie, Dwayne, EA, and Rosen.
Oh, my gosh.
It's a toughie.
I think Corby's tugging on your dad when it's the best. Because it just completely shut him down for the next couple of minutes. It's a funny phrase. A funny visual, I guess.
Welcome to anybody that just got in their car from out of town. And that was the best moment of the year when our host was tugging on his dad.
When Corby did a seance. I would say that would be my vote.
Can you replay all of the candidates again?
No.
Play them all on top of each other. Cannot do that. Let's ask Chris Del Conte his vote.
I'll take Corby tugging his dad, too.
Okay. Will?
I'm a tugger. I'd say tugger.
Okay.
Oh, dear.
Strong.
Can I vote for DJ and Creed and Nickelback?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, that'll always be your right end.
Since our vote, Tyler and I's votes no longer matter, I will, just to give him one, I'm going to give Donnie's racist laptop a vote for stopping down the show that day because that was awesome. Tyler?
I would have gone Dwayne. Just what a random drop.
Random drop. All right. E-break of the year, Corby, tugging on his dad.
Look at that. What a year.
Look at that.